Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots training camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be tough. It's the NFL. Training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
And day 11, practices 20 and 21 in the books. Perhaps the liveliest of the practices because the New Orleans Saints, Super Bowl champions, are in town.
They marched on in.
They did.
Early. All Saints Day.
They did. It was a very special novelty to have another team, and not just any other team, but the defending Super Bowl champions in.
It's a measuring stick.
And it really did add to the competition level. There were, you know, we saw players flying around, referees throwing flags. Good stuff. I thought the morning practice guys
make them stop.
Eric Scalavino, Andy Hart, Paul Perillo. Two practices, one a full two-hour affair in the morning from 9 to 11. The other one we just got done with from about, well, it looked like more like 3:30.
It's pretty much a full 2 hours.
Another full 2 hours this afternoon too. I thought the morning practice guys was a little bit more gentlemanly, let's say, and there was a little bit more chippiness in the afternoon.
Sure, I would go sloppy.
As to be expected.
I thought the afternoon was a little sloppier. I think there was effort / intensity, but sloppy. So, whereas this morning I thought there was
crisp.
Well,
a little crisper.
I don't want to say crisp because I thought the Patriots' past events struggled, so they didn't have a great practice. But I didn't think it was sloppy struggling. It just wasn't completing plays. I thought there was a difference. I thought Tom Brady was very agitated, a sign of the sloppiness. He was not happy.
Particularly the afternoon.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about this afternoon. Chewed out Welker at one point, then kind of apologized to him later, threw his helmet at one point. I thought that kind of showed you that it wasn't their best effort being put forth on the field.
I would agree with that, but I also think that part of that would be a product of the defense played a little bit better. And I think that makes it look sloppier, choppier, and leads to, you know, unhappiness from the quarterback, you know, in Tom Brady's case. I thought offensively in the morning, the execution was pretty sharp, especially with New Orleans. I thought New Orleans did whatever it wanted offensively in the morning session. I thought the Patriots bounced back a little bit in the afternoon. I don't want to go
See,
over the
I thought
the
Saints
top.
Were a little sloppy on offense in the afternoon.
Well,
I thought
that tends to be the way you look
I basically
at things,
thought
Andy.
They
I look
were
at things the other way.
Pure perfection in the morning. I thought Drew Brees was
agree.
On target.
I agree.
I thought he made some bad throws this afternoon, which falls in line with what I've heard from people in New Orleans who said he hasn't had a great camp.
Yeah.
I thought he overthrew receivers high. He missed guys. There was one to David Thomas where he made him actually spin around down the middle. He was looking over his right
Should
shoulder.
Should have been an easy touchdown.
Had to come back around his left. I thought there was some sloppiness on the offense on both sides, and I thought maybe that brought the defenses a little more competitive, whereas I think in the morning session, the offenses owned the day.
I do agree with that, but I also agree with Eric in that the presence of the Saints, I thought, rose the intensity level all around. It was somewhat overwhelming because there was so much to watch, especially before the team period started. And you had
there were times
individual
when you had
drills.
Six,
so you have linebackers against running backs. You have wide receivers against defensive backs, and that's on both sides of the ball. So four different drills on each of the end zones of the two practice fields, plus
the linemen down the corner.
The linemen way in the corner doing their thing on both sides of the ball. So
it had your head on a swivel. You're on the football field, head on a swivel.
It was very tough to keep track of everything. And
that's why
I'm
there's
sure
all three of us and three and a half if you count Fred. Who's
this is
there
one of those times
time.
That when the coaches talk after the practice and they stress – we have to go back in and look at the film before we can evaluate.
Yeah.
They're right, because there's so much no one could have watched at all.
And the teams dodged a bullet today as far as the weather's concerned because the forecast was calling for thunderstorms and showers throughout the day. It was sunny, hot, humid all throughout the day.
But,
they got to stay outside.
But not to the New Orleans Saints, Eric.
No, not to them.
It's cool.
It was cool.
They got away from the heat.
They got away from the heat.
And you have the injury list there on your notepad, correct? I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but
I can give you the list from this afternoon's workout.
Let's do that.
The practice that we just left. 18.
Matthew Slater.
Seen for the first time
That's
in
right.
Lord knows when in shorts and sweats. Lee Bodden out there in shorts and sweats. No Brett Lockett. Terrence Johnson in shorts and sweats.
Mm-hmm, as
Gary Guyton returned today in sweats.
He had yesterday.
Yes, but not practicing.
Right.
Mankins not out there. Kazier not out there. Torrey Holt. becoming some sort of cheerleader, teammate, coach.
This is three straight practices that
again.
He's missed now, though.
Not sure, but very active in celebrating with teammates coming off the field, I found interesting. Not working with, you know, some of these guys were down on the bikes and steppers. Torrey Holt is with his group and cheering on the offense and all that. Ty Warren not out there. Ron Brace, you know, out there, but went to the bubble at one point with the strength and conditioning staff. And Derek Burgess not out there.
And a couple of items that happened during practice that we should take note of.
Yes.
During the team periods, we did not see Sebastian Vollmer take part with the offensive line, kind of like Stephen Neal a couple of weeks or a week or so
helmet
ago.
Helmet on
helmet
the sideline.
Looked like
boys.
He was ready to go, but never really got in
and
there.
And that was in the afternoon, we should say.
In the afternoon
LeVore
practice.
Was
correct.
On the field at right tackle with that group.
So if we're to follow that logical progression, maybe we need to look tomorrow to see what happens. But tomorrow could be one of those day before a game walkthrough type things.
So you look to Thursday, but you know, he was walking. He wasn't with any trainers at the end of practice. Went with his teammates for the post practice.
Just
get
like
together,
Neal did,
but you know, didn't take part in the drill. So we'll see what to make of that. And then another player was actually carted off the very very end of practice from opportunity work. A defensive player
for the
from
Patriots.
That side of the field for the Patriots was carted off. And the way they do things is they take the cart down the far end of the field and kind of come down a sidewalk behind the field, down between the Revs practice field and the Patriots practice field and into the tunnel.
Where unless you are standing near the edge of the field, you can't really see.
And he had a towel around his shoulders covering any semblance of his number. Very difficult to tell, but not a good thing when you see a player carted off the practice field.
No.
But first time we've seen the cart in camp, correct?
The first time I can recall.
Yeah, not a good thing.
Yeah. Let's get to some positives, though. I thought Brandon Tate made some good plays. He especially in the – was that 7-on-7 or was that 11-on-11, I think, when he had the touchdown?
The touchdown was in teamwork.
It was in teamwork, right? Down and distance period.
Yes. Wide open.
Yeah.
But
great,
I thought he
play.
Made a nice adjustment to the ball and did a good job of getting his feet in bounds as well.
And caught it with his hands. Yes. I'm not sold on his hands being superb. He was not afraid to go up. Sometimes on those wide open, because he was wide open, he had a good 6 yards between him and the defender. Sometimes guys get scared and they can't use the hands. And, you know, that's a Ben Watson drop waiting to happen right there. Brandon Tate went up and got it, caught it with his hands for a touchdown. He made it look easy like it should be.
Yeah, and I also thought he was open today. Or this morning he had a nice crossing route where
a couple of them
broke wide open. In the afternoon, he had a couple of 15-yard outs, textbook NFL-type routes, did a good job of running his defender off, got to the sideline. The only drawback, I would say, is some of it was during two-minute work. The coaches were yelling at him, get out of bounds, make sure you know the situation. That's experience.
I expect that from him.
That's experience.
He wasn't a polished college receiver, never mind a polished pro receiver. He's got a ways to go, but I've been impressed at his, you know, we talk about the price Tate comparison. Yeah. He has continued to progress
day. I totally agree. I think his ascension has continued, whereas I thought Price kind of leveled off a little bit. Mm-hmm. I thought Price had a good day today.
Yep. Yes, little bounce back day.
Little bounce back for
good
him.
Good route
today.
Running.
Same kind of a route in the morning, as I just explained with Tate.
On the other side of the field.
You know, that's a staple for any outside receiver in the NFL. Has to be able to sell that 15-yard out for a first down.
Yep.
And I thought both of those guys showed that this morning, today against the Saints.
Our first chance to see the rookie tight ends against another team's defense. And
same,
I think
same.
They still acquit themselves very well in the passing game.
Certainly. We still had Hernandez catching a lot of balls, especially this afternoon, catching balls, cutting back across the field, turning up field. This morning he had one on the sideline where he turned it up field. Clearly has run after catch ability.
Yeah.
And then Gronkowski, we've seen the same exact catches.
Yep.
Smooth in traffic over the middle. He had one today where he got hit right as he caught it, bobbled it a little bit and caught it, came down with
strong,
it,
secured
strong,
it on his
and
face
then
mask.
He had a few more touchdowns. He just, in the red zone, they just seem to look to him.
The
they find him.
Have a lot of balls.
And those two guys, as Bill O'Brien put it this morning, they are what we thought they were coming out of college, much like Dennis Green would say.
Right.
But now they're learning it in the Patriots offense. But they are clearly, their scouting report, they're at least living up to it in terms of the skill set.
Right. As we talked about since the combine and when they were drafted, we envisioned their fitting into the offense the way they are fitting
in. You have
in.
A traditional tight end and a slot receiver.
Other notes, Paul, any observations that stuck out for
Uh-oh.
You?
Oh, we've been over the positive. Time to get to the negative.
All right. Well,
D-butt.
If we're going to look for negatives, I would start with the secondary, especially this morning. And Andy's right. Darius Butler, I thought, stood out on the negative side. I thought he struggled this morning, and I think he continued to struggle in the afternoon. He had some times where he was in the area. He was around the receiver.
He's always pretty much around
to make
it.
A play and didn't make any today.
Leonard Myers.
But I also thought he got beat today. You know, which I haven't seen a lot of him from him. Usually he gets in the area and doesn't make the play when he gets beat.
Yep.
Today, Lance Moore ran right by him down the sideline for a long gainer this morning, and a couple other times this afternoon, some easy completions in his area in 7-on-7s.
I think he got beat a little bit mentally as well.
It looked that way. I'd be interested to
talk to
him about
it. He got beat down a little today.
But I think he struggled. McCourty didn't have a great day either, but nowhere near the level of struggles that Butler did. And we should stress, you know, Andy gave the attendance report. Lee Bodden was out, so
right.
Those were your two starting corners,
right.
McCourty and Butler. McCourty on the left.
Even beyond McCourty, right. Butler, I thought the pass defense struggled.
The safeties were awful.
In general today.
The safeties were
so
terrible.
I don't really want to say corners. I thought they all were
backs.
Not good.
Yeah.
Everything
ends,
we've raved about, the competition, safety,
Dave
corners.
Thomas looked like Antonio Gates in the afternoon practice. Dave Thomas at one point caught four straight passes,
right.
And he was not well covered on any of them.
And I think it was Jimmy
could
Graham.
Have the Breeze one, the
right.
big one.
Jimmy Graham, the rookie, tried to come in. On
Shockey
and
got
the
a baller. Number of
Thomas waved him off, said, I'm hot. Stay on the sideline.
Yeah, the pass defense, a little bit of an issue. And we should say the other side, the pass rush was a bit of an issue for the offensive line.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure on Brady. Had to pull things down. Had
point.
A strip sack on Will Smith. Had a couple where he had to pump
Hernandez
rush.
Was blocking.
Yeah,
trying to block
got,
him on that play.
Well, that's one where I don't like matchups that involve Will Smith one-on-one with Aaron Hernandez. We got to look into that. But I thought the pass
Alex
rush
Brown
was an
got
issue.
Got the edge on Matt Light later on, and that turned into what would have been a sack.
Some special teams work, the punt team and the sort of post-safety kick team. Zoltan Mesko struggled mightily, I thought, today.
Yes, he looked more like the Mesko from spring than he has the first 10 days of camp, when I thought personally he looked like a good NFL punter, where he was had good height, good distance, turning him over, you know, had cut the shanks to a minimum. Today there were more shanks than bombs. Looked like he was trying to angle it to the right all morning, and it was going off I guess for him it's the inside of his foot, kind of kick it to the right, that left foot there.
Yep. As Eric said, even on a free kick,
he had a tough day. Apparently he wasn't quite ready for another team in primetime action.
No, but Steven Gostkowski continues to be nearly flawless in his execution on field goal attempts, which is good to see. Didn't really get to gauge too much on any of the return teams. Even though they were running full speed, hard to kind of gauge who had any sort of...
That's the toughest thing to judge.
If it's not live, it ain't live. It's not the real thing.
If it's not live, it ain't live. Andy Hart, back in a moment.
You cannot... You can't pretend.
But it was a full, active day. A lot of good quotes from the morning. You can check out the PFW blog for that.
John Bon Jovi in the house.
John Bon Jovi was
Mike
in the
Mayock
house.
Mike in the house. Tom Benson.
Saints owner Tom
Lady Friend in the house.
I think our producer has something to say.
You can turn your mic.
Turn your mic on.
It was Murrell that could cut it off the field. Just so you know,
Marcus Murrell,
my
unidentified
according
player.
According to Steve,
well,
Phil,
I just the Globe has it up.
Okay,
so. Shalise has it.
My first inclination was at Marcus Murrell, and the Globe is reporting Marcus Murrell, who was your starting outside linebacker
for the
opposite
past three
Tully
practices
yesterday and today, carted off the field. As we said, not good to be carted off. Rarely is it minor. Anything. You don't see the cart too often used in camp. And that's I know a lot of fans say, well, it's Marcus Murrell. He was opposite Tully Bantakane.
Exactly. And just from a number standpoint, you need bodies to fulfill
you
the roles.
You got to sign somebody. I said last week, sign my mother. Now sign my daughter. I mean, we're getting down the depth chart here.
Well, yeah, it's it was.
Your
it
son's
was,
out of the question because he's going to be Minnie Mouse. I
will like his loafers. But a very full, fun day with the Saints in town. They're here again tomorrow. Morning
for one session.
One session, morning practice. It is open to the public. But it could be one of those pre-game walkthrough type situations. We don't know for sure, but we'll be there to cover it.
Sorry, I can't hear you. There's annoying music.
There's a lot of loud music right behind us.
Podcast at the Palladium.
So join us again tomorrow. We'll recap the day's events. In the meantime, peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.